So I'm the daughter of Cecil and Denny Sweeney, and my memories of this Little Branch Cemetery was my grandmother and grandfather buried here miles ahead of Sweeney. And my daddy and mommy would always bring us here when we smile on Memorial Day to decorate their graves. Then my great-grandparents are also buried up here, Loretta and Al Sweeney.
Do you remember where they're buried at exactly?
Yeah, they're out that way.
We can walk over that way if you want. And just if you see anybody you remember along the way. I guess you can remember when they were buried, can't you?
Yeah, when my grandma and grandpa was.
What year was that in?
70. 70. Probably 1 or 72, my grandma.
You wouldn't have no idea who all these unmarked graves are, would you? They always been here as long as you can remember, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just marked with a rock.
This one says John Potter, 1886. Is this where you plan on being buried?
No.
You're going to be buried on pond or?
No, my husband would be buried on the Dalbrook Cemetery. Oh.
Can you remember coming to any burials when you was a young girl here?
Hopefully you're already where you're going to stop.
Maybe I won't.
Is your mom and dad buried up
here again? Yeah, over yonder.
Over there.
Yep. Got a lot of cleaning up to do here, ain't we?
Yeah. Called her one evening and
I tried to get Jim Anderson up here twice.
Called her, I got two chainsaws. I'm looking up here and just take a year and go town.
Wonder that one ain't got taken down, huh?
Yeah. Red.
Now.
Got out through there. Must be the Lorena. They call her Red.
Great grandmother. Can you remember when they buried her?
Barely. I remember going to their house when I was real small.
You were real young?
Mm-hmm.
You like to hold my hand? Born in 1878 and died in 1962. That's the year I was born.
Husband,
Al Sweeney. He died in 1954, huh? She probably don't remember him, huh?
No, I was born in 46, so I really don't remember him, but I do remember her.
How old were you in 1962?
I was born in 46.
46, so 56 and 6 would be 16 years old, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's old enough to remember, huh?
Yep.
Is that still, do they still have the wakes at home in 1962? Or was she in the church? They did at her chair. I mean, at home. So, what exactly ties do you have? I mean, how does your grandparents related to my grandparents, Guy Potter?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Through Flo Sweeney?
Yeah, probably.
Through Flo?
What's her husband's name?
Perry.
Perry. Okay, Perry, probably.
Yeah, Perry.
Married, by marriage, yeah.
Yeah, and then Flo
was
a Potter.
My daddy was Potter.
Yeah. and Flo was kin to Guy, so that's how we're tied together. Was he in a veteran?
I don't remember. But Anthony Hawkins can tell you all that.
Anthony Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look him up.
You don't know his phone number, do you, Trisha?
Mm-hmm. Did it? Well, we can stop this, I guess. That's okay.
So it's on Daddy's side.
And this is your great grandmother, Mommy Mitchell.
Mommy Mitchell, yeah.
And she's died in 1958 and born in 1875.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from your mother's side.
No.
Oh, from your father?
From my daddy's side, yeah.
Okay. And then the one down there was the...
daddy's side, too. It was the Earl and Rhett Sweeney was Miles, which is my grandfather, Miles. And it was his mother and daddy down there. Rhett and Earl.
Uh-huh.
It was his mother and daddy, Miles
okay.
Sweeney.
And you remember, you said Bobby Sweeney was your uncle?
Yeah, Bobby Sweeney. Youngest brother, and my daddy would always tell us that he run the granny race, and we asked him what that was, and he said, well, I went and got the midwife for my mommy.
The granny race.
Yeah.
I knew Bobby well. I liked him. And Miles Sweeney was your
grandfather. Uh-huh, that was my daddy's dad.
And this is his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his mother.
This is her mother.
Her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right up here near the top.
Yep.
So who else
this
is left?
This is the last row.
Yep. Except for Dutton right over there. Yeah, so you're above the Dutton. So who else is left to be buried in your family that would be buried up here, you think?
I don't think any of them would be buried.
Valina, you don't think she would come up here?
I don't know if she would or not.
All the youngsters would be going somewhere else?
Probably.
Okay.
My mother and daddy's already dead. They're on Wilson Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And you already told me a while ago where you were planning on going.
It was Roy Hawkins, Aunt Gusty's husband. They buried them. They moved him. See, he was right there.
Oh, yeah? And they
Roy
moved
Hawkins,
him from
they
here?
They moved him, uh-huh. After Aunt Gusty died.
What was the reason behind moving him? They just wanted
they had a,
to
they
with
made
them?
A family cemetery up there.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
They just wanted him to be with them, huh?
And it's up there around where Anthony lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to, they decided to fix the family cemetery, so they moved the buried Aunt Gusty there, and they wouldn't move him long as she was living. So when she died, then they had him moved up there.
Okay. I'll go ahead and turn it back off again there. I guess you'll stop it first.